glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
What a celebration. Once again, believers across this world have honored the anniversary of the risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last Lord's Day, disciples gathered to sing about the resurrection. We prayed prayers of thanksgiving to God for the power that brought Jesus back to life and gives us our hope of resurrection someday. No doubt the scriptures were read of that early morning revelation when the stone was rolled away and the angels announced, "He is not here, he has risen just as he said." Pulpits echoed across again the land about the victory of Jesus. He is risen, and he is Lord, he is risen, and he is Savior. Breaking the bread and drinking the cup reminds us of the magnitude of the sacrifice given to provide us with forgiveness from sin. In memory, we eat the bread and know that Jesus, the Son of God, lived in the flesh, suffered in the flesh, and willingly gave his body to be the atoning sacrifice for all mankind. His blood of the new covenant flowed from his side. Drinking from the cup of the Lord reflects the necessity of paying God the debt for sin. Jesus gave his blood to pay our debt of sin. Oh, how much we owe him. And that was last Sunday. That was the experience of Easter. People of faith came together, joined in worship, and celebrated. Well, it's after Easter. What now? What happens now?
Not a word was heard at the tomb that day, just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus breathed his last? Could it be that his Father had forsaken him, turned his back on his Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, "Just forget him, he's dead." Then the Father looked down on his Son and said,
"Arise, my love, arise, my love. The grave no longer has a hold on you. No more destiny, no more suffering. Arise, arise, my love."
The earth trembled and the tomb began to shake. And like lightning from heaven, the stone rolled away. And as 10 men, the guards stood there in fright, as the power of love displayed its might.
Whoa.
Then suddenly a melody filled the air, riding wings of wind, it was everywhere. The words of creation had been longing to hear the sweet sound of victory, so loud and clear.
Arise, my love, arise. The grave no longer has a hold on you. No more testing, no more suffering. Arise, 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 my love, arise, my love. The grave no longer has a hold on you.
Easter could be likened to the Jewish Passover. God commanded through Moses that the Israelite nation make an annual observance of the event that led them out of Egyptian bondage. The Jewish Passover was the reminder of that night when God saved the firstborn of the Jews while slaying the firstborn of every house in Egypt. Jesus is our Passover lamb. The Jews took the blood of the lamb, placed it over the doors of their houses. The blood of the Lamb saved those covered by the blood. All that was a foreshadow of the salvation of the world from sin by the blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus is our Passover Lamb. His blood that covers the hearts and lives of His followers saves us from the condemnation and penalty of our sins. So when the anniversary of this event comes around each year, we celebrate with joy the salvation that is made possible through Jesus our Savior. There is no command from God that has been given that this be a special day or a special time each year. Yet the event itself draws us to take special notice of it. But it's after Easter now. What do we do now? Should we just go about our daily life until next year? Is it a time to return back to the daily thoughts and routine of this earthly life, letting that spiritual renewal of the season settle into the background of our minds? Will we be different because of the special reminders of the greatest gift given to humanity? Is the cross and the resurrection morning something that we should hold up once a year? I'd like to draw answers to these questions from what took place immediately after Jesus was crucified on the cross, and what took place after He arose from the grave. What did those who believed in Jesus do? What happened just after the event itself? The gospel writers share with us what took place. Jesus made several appearances on the day He arose. Luke tells us in his church history accounts of the Acts of the Apostles that He made numerous appearances to many during a period of 40 days, and then He ascended into heaven, leaving instructions for His apostles to wait until the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And they did. And when the Spirit of God came, the response to what had just happened is recorded in the history of mankind. The gospel of Jesus Christ began to be proclaimed. The gospel message was spread from Jerusalem to the whole world. The disciples of Jesus were never ever the same after that day. Their lives never resembled their lives before. The event changed them forever. The event brought new life, new purpose to living. The celebration did not stop in a few days after the resurrection. The people did not return to their lives as before. They did not return home and begin the daily routines of life. Those who claimed Jesus as Savior and Lord through their faith, their repentance, and baptism began to praise God together. They began to take care of one another on a daily basis. They praised God and glorified Him. They learned from the apostles the commands of their new master. There was a continual celebration of the newfound freedom from the burden and guilt of sin, and the preaching and proclaiming of Jesus, the risen Savior, was bringing more and more people to faith. They were being saved from their sins, adding more and more to the numbers of disciples who were claiming Jesus as the Son of God and as their Lord and Savior. Persecutions arose against the disciples. Those Jewish religious leaders who had opposed Jesus, plotted and carried out His death, began to arrest the disciples and threaten them. They tried desperately to stop the preaching and proclaiming that Jesus had risen. They paid guards to claim that the body of Jesus had been stolen. The persecution became so harsh in Jerusalem that the believers were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. And the gospel of Christ, the good news that Jesus was the Messiah, that he had paid the price for the sins of the world, and had broken the bonds of death through his resurrection, was being spread to multitudes. Through the years, the message of that grand event turned the world upside down. After the resurrection day, it became the essence of life. It became the center of conversation. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection was not something that would be celebrated on a yearly basis. It was not an event that happened so that one Sunday morning would be celebrated as the resurrection day. For the believers, it became the message of love and grace. It held the assurance of their hope. So the Church of Jesus Christ bonded together around this one great truth: Jesus is risen, and he is Lord. And that became the heart of living. It was the daily theme. It became a new adventure in life and a continual praise of God the Father. Well, centuries of time separate us from that grand event, yet it should be the same today with all of us who claim Jesus. Our faith in him should be a faith that lives daily in reflection of his coming to this earth, his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave. And that faith should be leading us to celebrate and to praise him daily. It isn't the event that we wait for each year. Rather, it is the event that turns our lives toward God each and every day. And so it's after Easter. What now, we ask? Now we live by our faith.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.